Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 29 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/29. The other morning, I went to a leadership breakfast in my hometown, and the Wazoo Vancouver Chancellor, Mel Netzhammer, said something really interesting. He said, "The best leaders understand they are never fully formed." As I think through this quote, even though it's in the context of leaders and leadership, it can be readily applied to creative professionals. So let me change that quote. The best creative professionals understand they are never fully formed. What this means to me is that as creative professionals, we don't arrive and we're never perfect. We're always going to be in pursuit of that thing we are after. We are forever going to be in the middle of process. And I think this creates an enormous amount of dissonance and stress in the lives and work of all creative professionals. I love Austin Kleon's work, especially Show Your Work, because he spends the entire book outlining why creative professionals should show their work, especially the process. He advocates for and how people should be documentarians, not only of their lives and work, but he also gives a warning that process is messy. As an instructor, I see this dissonance and stress in the journey versus the destination in my students, but I also see it in my work and in my own life as well. With students, it's always the fear of something not being perfect. And I think this is that fully formed creative professional image rearing its head. I see it in myself as an artist and as an educator. I want to be perfect. I want to put my best foot forward so that I don't have to show the messiness of that process. You know, several years ago, I was on a job and I had just read Kleon's book, Show Your Work, and I wanted desperately to be able to share that process. And there was such fear from the people that I was working with because they were afraid of the client seeing work that wasn't perfect. And in a lot of ways, it's so hard to overcome that fear of what are people going to say if the work isn't perfect? What are they going to say if we admit that we are imperfect, that we are not fully formed, that perhaps what they are buying is messy and has flaws? I see process as a virtue because it allows us to show our thinking and how we get to a result. It allows us time to wrestle with those flaws. It allows us time to change, and it allows us time to evolve. And so I advocate for not only students, but all creative professionals to really embrace that dissonance and stress that being in the middle of process brings, and embrace that quote of the best leaders, the best creative professionals, understand they are never fully formed. I want to share 5 ways that you can not only embrace the process of your work, but also share it with confidence. First, fight the urge to only show finished, polished, and perfect work. Just the other day, I decided to take a picture of my sketches and my notes for this episode, just as a means to fight that urge of only sharing the finished product. I spent a lot of time editing this podcast in last week's episode. I left a lot of the faults in there because I wasn't feeling well, and that was a great way of fighting the urge to only show and present a finished, polished, perfect work. Second, share sketches, fragments, ideas. They are not going to distract from the end result by any means. And if anything, it's going to show to your fans, to your clients, to the people that care about your work, just how you think and the process that you go through. Third, if you are worried that your clients are not going to embrace the way that you share your work and process, and that they're going to think that your work is less than perfect or faulty, I encourage you to communicate to your clients about your process and why sharing progress is paramount to your growth and the project success that you're working on. Fourth, challenge your thinking on a daily basis. check yourself by asking, am I seeing myself as fully formed? Whenever I hear a student or I hear another creative professional say that they want to be perfect, I use that as a trigger for myself to ask, am I wanting to be perfect as well? Fifth and finally, regardless of your age, you can learn something new. Relevance is not reserved for the youth. There's something to be said about creative professionals and the industries of creativity and how it's the playground of the youth, and that once you get to a certain age, you're cast away and you're viewed as irrelevant. But I argue, and Dave Trott recently argued the exact same thing, but you know what? There is value in what age brings. There is value in the wisdom that age has brought to a lot of people. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I would appreciate it if you would share it with your friends. You can subscribe on iTunes, and if you could leave me a review there letting me know what you think of this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. Get in touch with me by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Or you can find me on social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my weekly newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. I want to end with a very important question. How are you going to strive to share your process in the coming days? Now get out there and get to work.